All right, so today is my reflections on Sunday and Monday. I've been feeling like really meh, and my internet's been weird, and I have not been able to watch the movie. So it doesn't count unless I watch it 30 times. So I will watch it tonight, I swear to God, and keep it going. It's been just a bad, I don't want to get in a pattern. So I missed it yesterday because I just was not, okay. But I did write a lot. So I wrote a little over 2,000 words yesterday. And the day before, I wrote another 2,000 words. I'm up to about 34,000 words now. So progress the story. So they had the interview. Because here's all that's gone down. They had the interview, the Abby and, you want to say Jack. It's not Jake? Jack, right? Yeah. I just never know how to pronounce that name. Jack. There we go. Jack and Abby are having, okay, so they had their interview at 2020. And I was trying to figure out how a way to end it so something would happen next. And so, because she's evil, she was going to just kind of drop hints and stuff so the interview would get more popular. And things that weren't, no one could really refute. Because she figured, like, they were the victim, they could kind of say whatever. Nobody was sitting near them, really, that could hear anything. And so it was kind of he said, she said. And she figured it would all favor in their direction. So she implied that, because Hugo was using his kind of background to imply that this wasn't, like, totally his fault, and that he had some kind of trauma, and that it was kind of, something happened, and that they were going to use that as an excuse, and they didn't want, but she wanted to imply that they weren't cool with that. So she was saying that he threatened them before he moved seats. So she said that he was sitting next to her, and then he moved away from her and sat on the other side of his wife, which we did mention earlier in the thing that he was sitting next to his wife on the other side. So in reality, she kind of made up that fact, and then somebody kind of sleuthed her out and said that she made it up. So she didn't anticipate that. So then there's backlash against them, kind of like, why is she lying? What's going on? Why did she make that up? And there's kind of a backlash against her. So I went off of her back to Jack. And so he's now, since we now, he's kind of the dope. He's like, oh my gosh, my wife's being attacked. He's upset. And we know his medication's being messed with, so he's kind of like loopy a little bit. But he's just going along with whatever they say. And then the Scott-Abby plan is that they're going to have him, like, basically defend her in front of cameras. So, because he's the more sympathetic one. He's not, nobody's really upset with him, more upset with her. So he's going to defend her in front of the cameras. And then it ends up that he kind of loses it and attacks the cameraman that we'll find out that they paid for. And he gets, like, he's in the hospital now. So she, but that's good for her. So she's kind of happy about that because that makes their side look better. And the next step is going to be the Hugo interview is going to be playing, where they kind of use their thing. So that's part of, like, kind of just the media, and she's going to be monitoring that. She's going to try to manipulate it on her side as it's going on, but going to the hospital, being really sad in front of people, etc. So that's the next step, but I'm all the way up to he's in the hospital again, and she, you can see that she's kind of, like, happy about it in a way. All right, so that's where we're at. Movie, I just haven't watched it. I feel bad. So tonight, I swear, I'm going to focus and watch it again. Nah. All right. Okay, so that's where we're at. That's it for today. I will talk to you later. Okay, bye-bye.